Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All right, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. You may notice that we are a brother down, but don't let it get you down because it's Webb's birthday. Happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, Webb. All right, all
right. And Big John's here, and he is repping Bud Light tonight.
Bud Light.
All right, so I don't know if we've ever done this.
Oh, that's going to be weird. Do I need to say a quote? Is that a thing?
I ain't got nobody here to take blood pressure medication.
For real.
Yeah.
On top of Cobb being out, also, we're going through your book.
Oh, yeah.
That's super cool.
A little old school concert ticket book that kept a hold of some stuff. But we can definitely.
I've actually been to a Shania show.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That's cool.
I've got some in here that I'm kind of probably not proud of too. But you know,
I don't think I saw those. I'm
not offended by it.
I went looking for the fray and all that. I went looking for those. Snow Patrol.
You was trying to get laid,
yeah. Dude. I like the fray.
The fray's not bad. Chasing cars.
But yeah,
that's Snow Patrol.
Yeah, we can go through this here in a few. But we've got some like current stuff that's happening though. We got some wild stuff that's going on.
Let's go there.
Yeah. What about Linkin Park?
Dude,
they just released a new album, a new song, a new tour, a new singer.
Yeah, new lead singer,
Emily Armstrong.
Yeah,
how awesome is that?
And where is she from?
Dead Sarah.
I think
that's the name of her band originally.
Dead Sarah.
She's got a good voice.
There's a lot of controversy behind it. A lot of people, you can't replace Chester. You can't, she's not replacing him because you can't. There isn't. They're right. You can't replace him. But she's bringing something new, bringing something different, and she sounds good. I think she's doing
Part
justice. I think so.
I listened to a few of the songs from the show on the 5th live, and, she's close enough to Chester's voice that it still sounds good, but it's different enough to where you can tell she's not trying to be Chester.
Yeah, she's not trying to be him at all. She's not trying to replace him. She's just covering the part is all it is, and I think she's doing very well at it.
Yeah, I think she's doing a good job. I hate they're only doing a 8-show tour, but I think what they're doing is just kind of feeling the water out, and then they'll add more.
New couple songs they've got are pretty
yeah, awesome. I listened to the new single that they've released, and I dig it.
Yep.
The Misery Machine, I think's the name of it, yeah.
I'm here for it.
I thought it was strange, man. Like, this morning, first thing the roommate does when he's waking up is he starts singing Linkin Park, leaves a little bit around lunch, comes back, he's singing a different Linkin Park song. Great, it's the older stuff, and I was like, well, how did your mind get there? Because I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't thought about Linkin Park in, I don't know, since Chester passed. Yeah. Love their music. I probably have every one of their records on a CD. You know, I go back to was it Meteora or the one before that was
One Step Closer. No, that was the name of the single.
Hybrid Theory.
Yep. Even up to some of the newer stuff before Chester passed on. That solid band, one of my favorite bands. The thought never crossed my mind to see them live. I don't even think they really came to the South.
Not much. I saw them live quite a bit, man. I was a part of the Linkin Park Underground. I was a super fan.
He was a groupie.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we would go, you know, like regionally, pretty much all over the region of the Southeast to catch them. Charlotte,
the upper Chicago, parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one I regret not seeing in my time.
And that's what tripped me out when you told me that you'd never seen them. I'm like, dude, as many bands have you seen? You've had to have seen
I've got a
part.
pretty good checklist here, but there's a few that I have regrets of not seeing and not going, you know, but I've had some regrets that I have seen, too. So
yeah, yeah.
But the thing about Linkin Park, you know, they had that, they popped up on their website. It was like a 99-hour countdown. Mm-hmm. It was just like a big, it was a clock. They're like, what are they counting down to? Nobody knew what was going on. And then it finally gets to one, and then it starts back over, going back up.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the hell? And then like, it would glitch up at like, on like 9:05, which was 9:05. So that's when they were doing the thing. But there's also like theories behind that too, that they were going to announce it on that day that it got to zero, but apparently Oasis announced their
Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
They announced theirs, so they were kind of, we'll do it another day or whatever. So they just
we won't try and steal Oasis's thunder.
Yeah, since they're coming back and all. So
if you had to place a bet, which one of the brothers is going to throw the first punch? Will they make it out of the UK?
I don't know. I don't know how well this tour is going to make it, but you know, I'm glad they're
here for it,
hashing it out or whatever.
Step
it is.
Step outside,
but, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude!
Just as long as they don't look back in anger, it's fine.
Oh yeah, there you go. Catch me in the Champagne Supernova.
Yeah, there you go. I'm here for it. I was listening to some of that today. Actually, I was listening to Lithium on XM. Shout out to XM.
Not a bad station, dude. It's
got some good.
Is that how you found out about the Linkin Park song?
Oh no. It's been
all over my Spotify as soon as that song dropped.
Yeah, it's been all over. But yeah, I've been getting into a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of bands that are doing like reunion tours, and I mean Slipknot. They got their 25th anniversary.
Corey Taylor.
All right.
I wonder how they're gonna do it without the guitar player. That's gonna be wild.
What's the story behind that?
Oh, he passed away in like 2009, I think.
Wow.
Or 2010, something like that.
Wow, coming up on 20 years of that.
I saw them out in California, man. It was cool.
I forget how well traveled you are.
Man,
and
I've heard of the United States, man.
Like, you'll bring up a random band like that. Like, I imagine Sublime. Yeah, I saw them out on Long Beach.
Yeah.
I saw them where they were from.
Yeah.
I was invited to the party.
I had Lou Dog.
I have a picture with Louie Dog when he was a pup.
Yeah.
The front man now? Yeah, I remember him when he was five, day I met him.
I had to hold him. I had to keep him from getting into shit.
Yeah.
All right, so with the Linkin Park with Emily Armstrong now, does this feel like the situation that we had with Sublime where it should be Linkin Park with Emily Armstrong?
No, I mean, they announced a new drummer too.
They
have a new drummer and a new lead singer, so it's
changing.
You know, I mean, but it's still the majority of Linkin Park. one way or the other. So it's Linkin Park.
The main parts of the band, except for Chester's.
I know we're, you know, some bands, you know, when certain members leave or whatever might happen, you know, it just they change the name. You know, there's been a lot of bands that have done that.
I think Stone Temple Pilots should have.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to think too.
They were capitalizing on what that name.
Yeah, what they had the name done. All the merch they had already and all that kind of stuff too.
And that's my point with it, I guess. And I'm not being disrespectful because a lot of times when people identify with a band, they typically the first person that pops up is the front man. And I, you know, like Stone Temple Pilot, for instance, when Scott passed and they got the new guy, they put out that single called Meadows.
Yeah.
Which, not a bad song, but it in my opinion, I was like, well, that ain't the Stone Temple Pilots, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not being disparaging. And then they happen to be at Bill Street Music Festival. I think the last time I was there, we caught a little bit of it.
Yep.
And, I mean, I was like, man, it sucks that I'm seeing Stone Temple Pilots without Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say that the lead singer they got now, or have had, he sounds like a cheap version of Scott Weiland.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the Wish version. Yeah. It happens. That's just, I mean, it's just like Alton James. I mean, but old dude, he did damn well, I thought.
Well,
doing it. So, you
and
know.
That Chinese dude, that's the lead singer for Journey.
Yeah.
But with.
They've got a reunion tour going on, too.
Yeah.
The journey never ends.
Yeah.
But with Alice in Chains, after. Man, I can't think of the frontman's name that passed.
Wayne Staley?
Wayne.
Yeah.
Lane. And after he passed and they found that guy, I think what became extremely clear, and I think most Alice in Chains fans would probably agree, was Jerry Cantrell was the force in the band. Like, you would never be able to really replace Lane Staley's, like, vocal ability, but they found somebody incredibly close.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jerry Cantrell was writing the songs and the music.
Yeah. What I thought was really cool about the replacement of that is that, you know, he did an audition in front of Lane's parents.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah, they made the call. Like, yeah, okay.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was pretty honorable and awesome at the same time, too. So, But yeah, we got, I mean, there's a lot of reunion thing. We're getting old, guys. We've got a lot of things going on. Weezer, they got the 30th anniversary of the Blue Album.
Yeah.
30th.
Yeah.
And there was another one I saw that was having an anniversary, just came out, or it was like just the other day. I wish I could remember now. It completely slipped my mind, though.
There's plenty of them out there. I was trying to think of a few others today, and I mean,
I still listen to Weezer. I still
like Weezer.
I still
like Weezer.
I was always a Weezer fan. Yep.
Blue Album, Pinkerton.
I've seen them twice, but I just don't like them.
That's another band. That is the same thing with Linkin Park. I like Weezer. Like, I own a few of their records.
Yep.
Never crossed my mind.
Go see them live.
Never had a desire to.
That's
weird.
In the hills.
Yeah. You saw that?
That was later on.
I saw. Yeah,
that was like the 2000 era right there.
Yeah, I saw late Weezer.
That was Green Album.
That was 10 years past the blues.
Anything else going on? Like, I think we have a serial killer in town now.
There's a serial killer.
Yeah,
here.
I saw that. That's awesome. Spooky season here.
Mike Rainey, if you're out there, if you want to come down and do some stinker coverage for Porch Fest. We may, in fact, have a cold-blooded killer stinker on our hands here. So, a lot of conspiracies on it, John. I don't know. You may be versed better than me on this, but
he's burning it up.
So, four bodies recently found. There's been a lot of arson lately, and also with these Dewey checkpoints, some people have tied that where the bodies were found just so happened to be. Where a Dewey checkpoint would be, but doesn't happen anymore.
That's crazy. I don't know that.
And so there's a little collusion with, like, people are fantasizing about maybe it's a cop.
Man, I got a couple I would love for it to be.
Or could just be smart and have that as a cover-up.
There you go.
No, I'm pretty sure. The
thing will develop. It's been crazy. Was it one of y'all, like, after we had done the last episode, was like, oh, we should have brought this up? Somebody told me about it, like, immediately after we had gotten done recording. I don't know if it was it was Cole. When I got home, yeah. Cole was like, oh, by the way, I think Columbus is a serial killer. And he kind of works in that field.
Yeah.
So and I was like, that's interesting that you would say that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because he's kind of in the know.
Yeah.
In those kind of situations.
Right. Yeah.
Well, when you get so many in a concentrated area and happening, I mean, you kind of like, wait a minute.
You can't kind of turn your nose up anymore.
And they're all kind of the same. They're all just out in remote woods,
Mm-hmm. You got a little Dexter Morgan out there, maybe.
Hell yeah, that would be cool.
Somebody related that to Dexter.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah.
Well, is he a vigilante then? Is he killing, are these bad people that are dying? I don't know.
I don't know the whole backstory. Maybe they're killing pedophiles. I'm here for it.
Yeah, come on, do it.
Okay, so that's a great thing on social media that I thought I was going to be here for, but my God, does every popular streamer online now have a pedophile takedown video to where they openly beat the hell out of them and expose them in a Walmart?
I've seen that, yeah.
Like, you can't escape.
Yeah, you're like, all right. We're here to meet a 14-year-old. Tell us. What were you going to do?
What were your plans with this 14-year-old girl?
I had to. Well, we had the text messages right here.
You were messaging me, not them.
What did you mean by?
I'm gonna stick my dick so far down here. What exactly did you mean by that to this 14-year-old girl?
I meant we were going to play My Little Pony.
Did y'all see the one where Akon was a part of it and he was singing to him? That's real. We live in a simulation, John. Yeah. Nothing is real.
Nothing is real.
Wow.
So everything tastes like chicken and everything's a parody. Oh, man.
Everything in history repeats itself over and over and over
again. You just can't get enough of it. The formula is working.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not just one killer. Maybe it's a group of killers.
Could be. You never know.
That'd be cool, too.
Could be.
Have we tried unplugging and plugging the universe back in? Have we tried that yet?
I think that's what CERN does.
Was that the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
That didn't go through right? I don't know. But,
So the Mandela effect is just you being a part of another timeline. Yeah.
The Bernstein Bears.
Yeah. That we know existed, but there is no proof of.
See, and by the way, more people are proving that Shazam
is real. No, they've already came.
And it wasn't Shaquille O'Neal.
It's for real. No. It was Sinbad.
Yeah,
it Sinbad.
Absolutely was.
Yeah. It was Kazam.
Kazam.
Yeah.
We've done this.
Kazam is Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Kazam was. Yeah.
Mandela effect.
There you go.
And then they came out with that Shazam movie to kind of deter from.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with genies or wishes or
nothing. That was just Disney trying to get another Marvel movie in.
Another hit.
Got to capitalize.
Yep.
Strike while iron's hot.
As they do, and burn it down to the ground. It's the old picture of, people standing in front of something that they just lit on fire. The young lady at Disney stands in front of Star Wars proudly because she bombed it. Good grief. Anything else to do before we move on to your book?
The book.
I don't know. I think.
I'll tell you, if y'all have a chance to catch these, please do go to taylorhollinsworth.org for tour dates. You can also find that on Tap Dancing Daddy Instagram, but I want to plug Taylor Hollinsworth is on tour with Laura Jean Grace. You may remember her from the punk folk scene, but she's Laura Jean Grace and the Mississippi Medicals, and Matt Patton from Drive-By Truckers is the bassist in that band. They are on tour together. They will be doing the Eastern Seaboard all the way up to New York, and you can catch them on in New England, such as a Boston.
But just played in Columbus.
Just played the Sunstroke House. I was at that show. That was the best. I've seen Taylor a lot. I always book him at Porch Fest. This was probably the best I'd ever seen him. I love the new album. He's touring the new album. He's playing, practically playing the album front and back. And great show. If you get to see that, go do it. Abe Partridge, I caught them at Proud Larry's in Oxford, Mississippi, Wednesday night this past week. He is on tour with Tommy Prine. Did y'all know that John Prine had a son that was a songwriter too?
Did not.
I thought I had heard that.
I didn't know that he had three children. I was unaware of John's personal life. I was just a huge fan of his music.
That's typically with most people that you're.
You don't dabble in their family life.
Like,
yeah. Some people do, and I find that incredibly odd.
It's a little invasive.
Check this. Abe opens for him. Proudly. I don't know if y'all have ever been. Y'all ever been?
Oh, yeah.
It's a mixed bag, depending on who's playing there and who shows up for it. But Oxford, it was described to me as it's a tough music scene because of the nature of the beast. If it's in a college town, you don't know if you're going to get the older crowd, you're going to get the college crowd. You don't know if they're going to ruin your show.
Yeah.
That happened. A Partridge, you could hear a pin drop, and he killed it. Best I'd ever seen him. Tommy Prine comes up. Check this. Somebody punched him in. Three people punched him in the gut right when he sat down. Not literally. But one guy, you play so-and-so. The guy was asking Tommy to play his dad's song. If that wasn't bad enough, another one chimed in, one more chimed in. And I'm just sitting there, and this chick that I'm sitting next to, she is a huge Tommy Prine fan. And she bumps me, and she's like, that's incredibly disrespectful. I was like, it is. And Tommy handled it with a lot of grace. He said, I'm happy that you are a huge fan of my father and his work. I'm a songwriter too, and my name's Tommy Prine, so I'm going to be playing Tommy Prine songs. And I was like, nice.
There you go.
Nice way to handle it. So shout out to Tommy. I couldn't imagine being the son of somebody as prolific as a John Prine, and you happen to be in the exact same field of work, and I don't know if you ever get out of that shadow.
Yeah. He'll be there forever.
Yeah.
Unless he just does something like
that. You gotta break out. You gotta have your Miley Cyrus moment.
Yeah.
You gotta go beyond Billy.
Yeah, you gotta jump. You gotta go from achy breaky to party in the USA.
Yeah, you gotta keep moving, sister. But I caught a lot of good music this week. I had never heard a Tommy Prine song. First time I heard it, it was live. Good work.
Awesome. Oh, I'm sure it would be good. I mean, it doesn't really have any choice but to be good.
Right. If you're familiar with the music, seeing it live, you already know what you're going to get. I didn't put a whole lot on it, so I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't go in there like those assholes and was thinking, I'm about to hear John Prine Incarnate.
Now, I'm about to make your son play yo.
It's like, this isn't a Sublime show.
Yes. That's his nephew, I think, right? That's his son. It is his son.
Yeah, that's his son.
Yeah,
they're doing really well, apparently. Too.
Yeah, hey, I'm definitely here for that too. I was so excited.
And so he's playing in Sublime with his uncle.
With his uncles, both of them. Yeah,
incredible.
Yeah,
you ready to pop open that bud?
Yeah, we can do this. Let's go for it. So I'm one of those weird people that hold on to shit, and I've got all of my, maybe not all of them, but I have a good bit of all of my concert ticket stubs from whenever I was a teenager or whatnot. I've got some going all the way back to the year 2000. The year 2000. Okay.
Anyway. I used to keep them. That way I could keep up with who all I've seen.
Yeah. Well, I've probably lost a few along the way, and then, of course, it got to the point to where it was all digital, so I don't have those on here.
Well, you can ask for stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've got a few on here. Some of the newer ones that I had to pay extra to get them printed and sent to you. I'm like, all right, whatever. But yeah, so, but I've got a pretty good little.
I used to keep them too. Here. I used to keep every movie ticket that I used to go see. I knew all the movies I went to. I used to do that. Then I had an ex girlfriend who thought she went through that drawer. And she's like,
"This is all junk."
She took the liberty of throwing it away. Yeah. So I quit doing it. She solved a problem for me, John.
There you go. That happens, but
I'm here for it.
Yeah, you're good. Well, I'm gonna just kind of go through it, and we can talk some amongst ourselves about it.
How do you organize it by date?
By date. I have the oldest to the newest, and I'll start with the oldest, which was February the 4th of 2000.
God.
It was in Birmingham at a little place called Five Points Music Hall, which is not there anymore.
Not in existence.
And it was a little known group called the Insane Clown Posse.
I saw that ICP stub in there. I'm like, damn, so, Danny's a juggalo.
Yeah, I am. I'm down with the clown, have been, will be until I'm dead in the ground. And they're actually coming back to Birmingham in October.
I saw Jeremy posted about
that. Wouldn't mind go seeing that. That'd be kind of fun.
Want to go?
Want to get soaked in Faygo? Let's do it. Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I've soaking wet in the middle of February. It was great.
They threw Faygo on you.
Oh, yeah. They had cannons on both sides of the...
Faygo cannons.
Yeah. Shooting out. At least they did dye it, so at least it wasn't that sticky. So at least they were kind of respectful on that, so that was kind of cool. But
I don't know if I've ever been to a show like that to where there was a gimmick to where you were going to fucking ruin the rest of my night.
Oh, Shine Down would spray water on you.
That's water, though.
My night was not ruined. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was great.
Okay.
Man, there were like 60-year-old couples there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like full head of gray, painted up like a juggalo. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, what? I'm like, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was all walks of life with that.
Do they call that shit? Murder rap or some shit? Horror rap?
Oh, Twisted opened for them.
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
Twisted. Yep. It was Twisted and then Insane Clown Posse. That was pretty awesome. So.
What a time to be alive.
Yep.
Couldn't imagine Danny the Juggalo.
Hell yeah. Hey, we had a truck club back in the day with all the different kind of trucks, and we were called the Neurotic Tendencies.
I remember seeing it.
And our symbol was the ringmaster from Insane Clown Posse. That was our symbol. So anyway, that's a little backstory on that. Anyway,
my mind is blown. So, I didn't know I was hanging with a juggalo.
There you go. That's just the first ticket. So
We're only getting through two pages.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Well, the first one just happened to be the Insane Clown Posse, that makes a statement in itself.
You just gotta throw it out there. The next one was also at Five Points, which is crazy, and it was in March of the same year, and it was a little band called Incubus. That was the Make Yourself tour. That was when Make Yourself come out, like literally just got released that week.
Hell yes.
Many people would say.
And I might have something else in here.
How big was that venue?
How about this? I also have their autographs right here. When I got to meet them at the Magic Platter.
Nice.
So that was kind of cool, too.
Let me see that just a second.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah. Now you have nothing.
That was cool. That was
That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
So they only had like...
You know, Mike Anzinger probably influenced me the most on guitar when it came to like jazz chord positions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know he was a jazz guy.
He does a lot of crazy shit. Pedal guy.
For you guitar players out there, if like go back on that Make Yourself album, definitely, and he had a ton of those songs were they were like the song Drive, mm-hmm. Jazz chords. There you go. You like jazz? Yeah. You call. So how big was that venue, though?
It was small. It was tiny. I don't know if you've been to Iron City.
Yes.
Okay, it's a little bit smaller than that. Because they didn't have it upstairs or anything, so it was just bottom floor about that size. So.
The Nick is tiny. Y'all have been on the show with the Nick.
I played the Nick.
Pretty much. So the next one, I did a little bit of traveling. It was also year 2000 in November. Went to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh.
A little band headlining called Deftones.
Oh, nice.
That was actually the back to school.
He would
tour.
Never do no, that.
Never, never. That was a back to school tour, and it was Deftones, Incubus, and Taproot.
Oh,
what a lineup!
Taproot.
Yeah. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was That was a fun one. Good one to remember. I remember being in the pit because I was down far, and I lost my hat. I couldn't find it. I was trying to like find my hat, and I finally found it. And I went running through like the actual, because they had a circle pit going on too. I ran right straight through it, and then right as I got to the end of it, I looked up. There was like a protrusion on the stage that came out, and Chino was right there, squatted down, just screaming into the mic, and I was just like, "I'm right here." I'm like, "All right, cool." So, yeah. My first time seeing them, so it was really awesome at that point. So, just probably one of the reasons I'm as big of a fan as I am. But anyway,
they were at that show
by happenstance.
Yeah, just so
he couldn't find his hat.
Yep.
He had Chino
right above him. Yeah.
Serenading him.
Pretty awesome. So
he was singing Change.
No, not at all. He was not doing that.
I think it was probably that one live.
It was Korea, I believe, is what he was playing. But anyway.
I don't even think they like Change.
All right.
I know Deftones fans don't.
It's like, I watched it change.
It's like a Radiohead Creep.
Creep, yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to see that, dude.
So the next show that I see is in Birmingham as well, and this is in 2001. It's also a little band called Godsmack with Deftones.
Stand alone.
So Deftones and Godsmack tour, that was kind of cool.
I have seen Godsmack and Deftones, but yeah, I've seen Godsmack too. Where'd
pretty good live. Where'd you see them? You remember?
Deftones, California. They were at that show with Slipknot.
Oh.
And Who are we coming?
Godsmack.
Godsmack. Oh, yeah. I saw them in South Haven when I was working with the Fox.
Ah.
Very cool.
And they had been at some shows that I was at, but...
Did you have the media pass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
So my next show is probably my farthest show I went. I didn't actually go to see this. It just so happened that it happened. This was August the 16th of 2001. So okay. Let's just put this in spec here. So it's 2001, August. So what happened in September of 2001?
Oh, 9/11?
Right. Yes. So
you went and saw Toby Keith.
A few weeks before 9/11, I was at Liberty Park in New Jersey.
I'll stick a boot in your ass.
I got to see the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, the Twin Towers, and Radiohead all in the same view. Which was pretty awesome. So
fake plastic trees.
Yeah, they played that. They played that. But yeah, it was pretty awesome. I was actually visiting a buddy of mine that lived up in New Jersey, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, and I missed my plane. I was supposed to actually be coming back a week before that. I missed my plane, so I had to get another ticket, which was I was going to be there for another week. So my buddy bought me. He was going to the show anyway. He bought me a ticket and And speaking of, too, let's appreciate some of the pricings on some of these. Let me go back to this first one. Insane Clown Posse, $17.50.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. $17.50.
The Ticketmaster fee was only $3.
Wow, it's $300 now. Look
yeah.
out.
Yeah, watch out. Like, Deftones was like $32. I mean, what's going on, you know? Anyway.
Easily $65 now.
So, yeah.
Easily, yeah.
So fast forward to 2002, I also saw Incubus again. That was the Morning View tour.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool. And then also in 2003, so I had, you know, I was in school and college and stuff, so I didn't really get to go as much as I'd like to. But, you know, 2003, Papa Roach. That was there in Starkville.
I tear my heart open.
There at Starkville in the Remington Hunt Club.
Remington,
which is not there anymore either.
Is the hunt club, has it fallen down or they knock it down? Or?
No, it turned into a bowling alley and now it's a gym.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So yeah,
they repurposed
a gym
it
and bargain hunt. But yeah.
Damn, that is where that venue was.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah, I used to go to the
hunt right in the club, heart of Starkville.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then also 2023, Three Doors Down and I think. Theory of a Dead Man opened for them, so that was kind of cool.
Superman and Theory of a Dead Man.
My girlfriend.
Yeah.
Our
Steve Magnet.
That's it.
I fucking hate my job.
And then in 2004, Bill Street Festival. I can't remember who I went to go see then. That might have been Might have been like Chevelle or somebody. I'm pretty sure it was Big that was there at the time. But
where's that ticket?
Huh? That's the top one right there. Bill Street Festival. It doesn't have a price on it.
It's probably like $80 for the weekend.
Oh, well, it says $22.50. Never mind, right there.
That's different for the day pass.
That probably was a day pass, I'm pretty sure. I don't think it was a whole, I don't think that was the weekend.
Because I think that used to be $150 for the weekend. That was the.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at $22.50 a day, I mean, you'd be better off buying day passes. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I always got the VIP at Bill Street because I wanted a good bathroom.
Hey, worth the price.
When you go to the Bill Street Festival, you're either going to get wet and nasty, or you're going to be hot and dehydrated.
One or the other.
I think I've been four or five times, but the first time we went, it couldn't have been better. My buddy's girlfriend, she had friends that were living up in Memphis, so we were able to crash with them. It was a big group of them. It was like all her friends, their boyfriends, and the day of, we're all getting ready to go, and they bust out rain gear. They got the raincoats and like
they knew what was up.
They knew what was gonna happen. Are y'all going to the same thing that we are? Because you're putting on rain pants and a rain jacket, and they were like,
you just wait.
We need to go right now. We're going to have to take you to the outdoorsman shop, and we're going to have to get you
some gear.
So, if it wasn't for that, sure as shit stinks. At about 7.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
7 o'clock that evening, rain, and it became mud fest.
Yep. Oh yeah, mud everywhere. Yeah,
because they was like, "You gonna need rain. You gonna need rain boots, bro. You gonna need mud boots."
What trips me out now is all these people that get so dressed up to go to a concert
or a festival.
No, yeah, and I'm like. Dude, back in the day, I would wear the worst shit I had.
You dressed down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And oftentimes, a lot of people didn't have clothes on.
Or very little. Very little clothing on.
True.
I'm sure that still happens.
So, back to 2004, and we're also back in Starfield again. Saliva.
At Remington?
I was there.
That was at Rick's.
Yeah,
Rick's. I was there.
With Earshot and Flyleaf.
Yeah, I was there.
I went to go see Earshot. That was the reason I even went, was because Earshot. I didn't even. Me and my buddy sat and played pool while Saliva and all the other friends were in there watching them. We were like, whatever. But just so happened that Flyleaf, that was their first EP. That was like their first outing tour, like kind of thing.
Flyleaf,
yeah.
I like them.
There they are right there. I got her autograph and everything, which is kind of cool up there. But
she was hot.
Yeah, definitely she was. Old Lacey, she was doing it. But that was all $20.
You used to go to shows for nothing.
Yeah, like whatever. Like they paid us to go.
Yeah.
But anyway. And then also in 2004, good old Incubus again.
You just can't get enough.
Yeah, I just Incubus and Deftones.
What tour?
That one was, let's see, it was 2004. I think it was still Morning View. It was just a different, let me see. That was a... I can't remember who was with them. That's an older one, as it was. But anyway. And then went to the Huntsville, it's called the Spring Jam. I think it was Breaking Benjamin and Live.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It was a fun
Lightning crash.
Hey. It was a fun
standing on the barrel.
There were other people there, too. I just can't remember. I don't know who all else was there.
45.
And then 2005, I also have another Bill Street. That was. I think that was maybe 311 and Snoop Dogg or something that I saw.
You went Chevelle. I can get that on
right after that. Chevelle. Yeah, that was at Sloss Furnace. So that was... Yeah.
Not a bad venue. Good place for the boys to be.
Really awesome.
Really spooky.
Very memorable as it was.
What are you holding back?
I don't like Chevelle, man.
Don't like Chevelle? Because they're Diet Deftones? What are you talking about?
Diet Deftones. I've never heard it put like that.
I mean, pretty much, but... I mean,
yeah, they're Diet Deftones.
I like them a lot.
They have been to every Bill Street Music Fest I've been to, and I always go see them.
They go every year.
I think they are.
They don't miss though. I mean, they're great live.
They're great live.
Every one of their albums. I mean, they stay true. They're probably the only band that's really stayed true to what
they've been doing what they do.
Their catalog is the same across the board, and it's all banging. So I mean,
yeah, they don't put out bad songs.
They
really
don't. They
I was surprised to get a little hate from John.
And it being a
got
three
caught
man,
with a stray,
a three man group too. So I mean, that's
I just
awesome.
I hate them. I hate the guys.
You don't like them. Don't like
Fair enough. he's got beef.
It's like he just hangs out with them.
Dude, when I was working with when I was working at the radio station.
No, they were
fucking douches, man.
I mean, hey.
Because that was when they were like almost about to break up, or either they had just came back from breaking up.
When one of the brothers left or whatever. Yeah. I saw him again. I saw him before and after. So Chevelle's kind of they're up there with I've seen them a lot of times, kind of like Deftones as well. And Incubus,
I think I've seen them 3 or 4 times. Yeah.
I've seen them like 7 times, I think. But
Korn.
The next one is the Family Value Tour.
Yeah.
2006. That was awesome.
Man.
That was Korn, Deftones, Stone Sour, Flyleaf, and 10 Years. That was
10 Years.
Yeah, that was a great. It was a great thing going on. That's coming up in a few, though. Then after that, I think I got Stained, which is also 2000. That was, I think somebody gave me that ticket. They were like, "Hey, we got these tickets. You want to go?" I'm like,
"That would
sure.
be the that would be the only way." I wouldn't turn down an opportunity to see Aaron Lewis or Stained for free, but I would not pay for it.
That's kind of one of those things that just kind of went through. Even though that ticket was $35 at that time, so you're starting to slowly go up here, you know. As we get through it,
he's playing
it's some, Aaron Lewis, man. That's all you see.
You're playing some.
He just
been a while.
No, he had that. He had that country.
He did have the country.
Country for a while, thing.
No, he still.
He does both. Shit. Yeah, he does both.
Is this the greatest country outlaw song you've ever heard by Aaron Lewis from Stained? If it isn't, I don't know what to tell you. But here, I don't remember the name of that damn song. But I mean, that was the meme. Like with every reel I saw this song featured in, it was like, Aaron Lewis just wrote the greatest outlaw country song. And I listened to it and I was like, it's not a bad song, but let's not push it.
Yeah, let's not give it a little more credit than it's due.
Van Corp South Center coming up.
We got the next was 10 years. Went down to the Voodoo Lounge down in Jackson. Cobb was actually with us on that one. That was actually a crazy story too, because we drove.
If Cobb's
all
involved
down,
back in that time, it is crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. We rode down a little Nissan Forester truck, single cab. It was three of us in that thing. We were late getting there, so we got there probably about three songs in. And so after that, the venue turned into like a nightclub after the concert, which was kind of weird. So we're like, oh, we're here, let's stay around. So we stuck around for a little bit, and the band and everything, they came out and they were doing autographs and stuff. I got his autograph on ticket here as it is, but we're sitting there just chilling out, and Jesse from 10 years just comes up and sits at our fucking table. We're like, what the hell? We're like, okay. My buddy that went with, he had dreads at the time. And Jesse had dreads at that time, too. It was right before he cut them off.
Oh, Dread Brothers.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, he's like, yeah, you got dreads. And we got to talking, and he was like handing us his cup. He had a cup of Jägermeister, and we were like,
Cobb killed it.
Cobb, he took it down. handed it back to him, too. He goes, you drank all my shit.
Well, don't pass it around.
Yeah, it was a crazy story. And then he was like, asking my buddy with the dreads about dread talk, I guess, whatever. And then,
why does mine always smell like shit?
No, he was like, oh, cut mine on. Mine look a bit different. I had a hat all the time. And he goes, I want mine to look like. He took my hat off. He went, oh, no, not like that. I was like, yeah, it's gone, man. And he took Cobb's hat off. Cobb had hair at the time. He was like, yeah, I want it like that. And sure enough, the next album when it came out with their headshot, had his hair cut like Cobb. And I was like, okay, good job.
Is he still doing that Shaggy Scooby-Doo thing?
Yeah, kind of where it's at. But anyway, so shout out to Jesse, 10 years.
Fun shout out to Cobb's hair.
Cobb's hair. Yeah. And then after that, in 2007, Voodoo Fest down at
can't
New
go
Orleans.
Wrong with that.
That was, down there. That's when I saw Smashing Pumpkins.
Probably saw Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nope. Saw Smashing Pumpkins, Fall Out Boy, and Rage Against the Machine.
Hell yeah. Do they still have that?
Yes. That was actually when they first come back. That was like their first back show that they did, like when they got back together at one time. So that was awesome. That was the reason I went to that. But I did the whole weekend. So then we got the Bancorp South Center with some 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin. That was... It was all right.
I hate everything about you.
And then over in 2009, we get the Crawfish Bowl in Birmingham.
I was there.
That was Cedar, I do believe, was the headline for that.
I really liked Cedar for a while.
Yeah, Cedar's really good.
What's it?
That's a remedy. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And then 2010, we go back to 3 Days Grace again. I just had a
who was you dating? Man, the girls love
That was my ex-wife. And we were, yeah. Because that was the first time I saw them was the other one. That's when we were dating. And we had just gotten married at that point. So, yeah, we saw that.
I want to say I've seen 3 Days Grace, and it was a girl, and she wanted to see them.
Yeah.
Not a bad show.
No.
Not a bad show.
No. I used to get them confused with Chevelle sometimes.
The same vein.
And then this is when it starts getting wild here. I go over to, in 2010, over to Atlanta for Alice in Chains and Deftones.
Okay.
Of course. That was awesome.
Was that?
That was right when...
Lane?
That was when Old Dude took over. That was like when that first album come out and everything. So it was a big...
That was the first year I saw him. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw him at Bill Street Music Fest.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. That was awesome. And then I went on up to Memphis and saw Deftones again with Dillinger Escape Plan. So that was
nice. That's a blast.
That was really, really, really awesome.
Perfect Circle.
Yeah, then this is probably one of my favorites in Tops, just because it's like my favorite venue ever. The Tabernacle in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've been there.
Old church. It's beautiful. The sound is amazing. You can see no matter where you. It's just amazing. He's talking to you.
Did you shit?
No, I don't think so.
Smells like really motherfucker shit.
Yeah. It just happens sometimes. Yeah. So. But anyway, yeah, the Tabernacle and a perfect circle of that.
Toddler. You need to go to the bathroom?
You need to go to the potty?
It sounds like you did.
It sounds like you did. Did you go doo-doos? Do you need a wet nap?
Maybe.
It's what happens.
I'll be right back.
It was the first time seeing a Perfect Circle. I was really mad because it took me 10 years to see them.
Shit, it took me like 15 to get to see them. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they put on a hell of a show, though.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. So that was great. And then being at the Tabernacle, I had to go see that. That was
really awesome. I saw them at Voodoo.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. And then also in 2013, I skip a few years just because stuff happens, Deftones again went down to Mobile, Soul Kitchen. So shout out
great
to Mobile
venue.
There. Yeah, really good one.
I figured it may have been the singer.
No. Nah. And then this next one here, which was kind of a wild card because I was married at the time and we were in Memphis and we were just hanging out at a bar. And...
The
bartender comes up and says, "Hey, y'all want to go see Bob Dylan?" We're like, "What? You want to go see Bob Dylan? He's playing down at the baseball field." We're like, "Somebody's got a ticket. You want it?" And we're like, "Yeah." So we went and saw Bob Dylan kind of out of the blue.
Kind of random occurrence. I like that. It's a cool story.
It was cool. I was like,
"But that's cool. You got to see Bob Dylan."
Yeah,
though.
I know. That's why I was like, "Well, fuck yeah, I want to go see
freak,
Bob Dylan."
Freak accident.
Yeah. Like, why not? And they were like, they kept our tab open and stuff. I was like, "Hey, we'll come back," because it was that walking distance from the bar. So
we just you can't beat
walked
that.
Down, saw him, come
nothing
back.
Worse than the bartender trying to get you to drink and drive.
Yeah, that was walking distance. It was cool. And then also 2013 here we got Avenged Sevenfold.
Where was it at?
That was in Atlanta and with special guest Deftones. Of course,
I'm seeing a trend.
Yeah, kind of that goes. And then 2014, we've got Iron City with Promise.
Hell yeah. Also,
with Deftones?
Nope, just Promise. And they didn't have an open or anything. They played full, like, 2.5 hour set. That was,
good for them.
It was wild. It was really, really cool. But after that, in 2015, lo and behold, we got Deftones again.
Oh, man, look out.
But with also Incubus. So let's shoot back 15 years.
I saw Deftones in 2009.
This was in 2015.
Oh shit, yeah.
So I saw them in 2000, Deftones and Incubus, and then 2015, Deftones and Incubus. It's actually this one right here. And I either have a T-shirt or a poster from almost every one of these shows too. So that's kind of crazy.
I'll tell you, it might not be funny, but I went and saw Portugal the Man. And they didn't have an opener either, but they may as well have had, because there was these two ladies that worked with an organization that I will not name, and they went on for a 30-minute lecture about some kind of right issue that they didn't have or they needed access to, until they were, dude, I'm telling you, this crowd put up with it for 20 minutes when some dude in the crowd yelled out, he's like, "We get it! Shut the fuck up!"
God! We're here.
I am not at a church. Shut up, please.
We're going round and round, round it out around 2016. I'd already been divorced for 2 years. So this is where it gets crazy. I have a lot of concerts that I went through like back to back to back to back. That was kind of crazy. But I got to see Tool for the first time, which was
Behind a Veil.
I know.
That was a religious experience too. And it was. I mean, I saw Perfect Circle before I saw Tool. How about that? But
I saw Pussifer before I saw all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I've seen Pussifer 2 times, I think. But yeah. And then after Tool, of course, go to Memphis a lot because I got like four. No, these are, yeah, all these are.
Well, there was a time when there was a lot of shows coming through Memphis.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, we had Deftones, of course. So Deftones, that was in 2015.
I think seven, if I'm counting.
Six, 16, sorry. And then 311 was at...
Always wanted to see them. Never got to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be down.
Yeah,
down.
They're awesome. They're definitely awesome. Definitely a good show. Good vibes. Good vibes.
Love you've always been down, down.
It was the color of your energy. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, Sid.
Yeah.
Man, one of our boys, he had his girl with him, and we were all hanging out at my buddy's house just drinking beer, and Sid had a guitar, wasn't playing it, it was just kind of leaned up against the house on the porch in arm's length, and she pulled up at the house and started yapping at her boyfriend, ready for him to go home. Sid picks up the guitar, and he's like, I got this one. Doom, 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 doom. I'll be here a while, ain't going nowhere. I ain't never seen someone storm off and slam a door that hard. Got her.
All right. Yeah, go see 311 if you haven't seen them.
They're definitely
worth it one way or the other. Then after that, of course, Chevelle again. My other Chevelle.
I've seen him four times, yeah. Man. Not bad.
And then shortly after Chevelle, Coheed and Cambria.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I was there.
No, this was at Minglewood Hall.
Oh, no, I wasn't at that one.
I do have another one. I know you were there because I saw you across the way.
Yeah. Would that be the first show either of y'all have seen where it was a band based on a theme?
Like a concept band?
Yeah, concept. Better way to put it.
Probably.
Mm-mm. I've seen Iron Maiden.
Okay. Well, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
There you go. So I've got like all those festivals up there have some crazy like Judas Priest and stuff like that on there too. So
that's where the way to go. I saw a lot of bands that I don't remember.
Yeah. Festivals Same. Are the yeah. way to go, but they're exhausting, or you're going to be just so messed up you can't even remember. But
yeah, you can't even remember. Like, there's bands that I've seen multiple times, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna go because of them. I like seeing them, and then I get there, I don't even go to them.
You don't even get to see them. Yeah, you're doing something else.
I'm up on something else.
So yeah, that was my 6 shows in 1 year. That's pretty good for
me. At Rockville.
Oh yeah, that's definitely either Rockville or.
I sent a friend of mine there. She won't be named, but yeah.
Either Rockville or there's one very similar to it. There's like a circuit. There's like a whole bunch of them in different places. One like in Columbus, Ohio.
Louder Than Life.
There's that and Epicenter. That one too, but. Anyway, any festival, yeah, that's the way to go.
I loved Warped Tour back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I never got to go to one.
Oh,
yeah. We used to buy those CDs.
Yeah.
The Warped Tour.
Yeah, always had great bands.
I remember I had the CDs for the ones I went to.
It was one of the first ideas of like a compilation.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's how I got turned on to, golly, what was the name of that band? But cool, Chiodos. You remember them?
Yeah.
So I found them because of a Warped Tour.
Okay.
Shout out.
Good stuff. Good stuff. let's see. So after that, 2017, I got a Perfect Circle again. So I was in Atlanta, I do believe. I went to Atlanta to see them. I think Baby Metal opened for them, which was kind of crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was
wild. then after that, went back to Memphis again to 10 years, and that was the...
Was that the show where they played in the bar and the power went out?
Yeah, that was the Autumn. That was the Autumn Effect 10-year anniversary of that album coming out.
Yeah,
I think Black Maps opened. And they played a really awesome set, and then 10 years comes out, play their first song. They're in the middle of playing Wasteland. Power goes out. We're all like, and then the whole venue continues singing it. Like we sang the whole song all the way through, which it was wild. It was crazy that no power, it was pitch black.
Special night.
It was just really awesome.
You had lighters. You had lighter. You,
and then it just went crazy because people just wouldn't shut up, of course, anyway. Then we come to find out there was a tornado that came through downtown Memphis and ripped up all the power lines and stuff, and it was crazy. So, but that was so they couldn't play the rest of their set. But then later on, they came out and they played acoustic right in front of the merch booth, and I'm like here to the camera from them. It was really awesome. So.
Yeah, I remember watching those videos you posted. Yeah, that was super cool.
That was probably the coolest experience. That's probably better than what they could have done anyway, to be honest with you. It was cool. So, yeah, they played about four or five songs acoustic for everybody just since they couldn't have their whole show. So, but yeah, there's the poster for it right there, and it's a show that never happened. Yeah.
The show that almost happened.
Exactly. So, and then we'll kind of wrap it up around a couple of more here, other than the ones I just don't have anymore. But of course, A Perfect Circle again. I've seen them a good few times. And then Reba McEntire.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, let's go right on
How
in there.
How was that? Did she do Fancy?
She definitely did Fancy. That was encore.
Did they bring out the set to the show, Reba?
Yes, they did. She sang that and everything. They did the montage. They did. She even had like virtual guests like Vince Gill and
virtual. She had Tupac.
Yeah. She had Tupac and Brooks and Dunn.
Wouldn't have been my choice of an opener.
And Nicki Minaj coming.
Fancy what for my name?
But no. I was had a girlfriend. She that was her, like her favorite. So that kind of that's where that came from.
I get
from,
that.
That was gross. VIP tickets too.
Gross. Got
to walk around like this. showing my VIP.
I am somebody tonight.
Yep.
And I will be with somebody tonight.
I always love going to shows with like VIP or media passes.
And then not two months later, at the exact same venue. I go to the Knotfest Roadshow. Slipknot. Nice. Yeah. Slipknot, Wage War, and I can't remember who else was. In This Moment. So, now, the reason I even got the tickets for that, I wanted to see Slipknot for sure. But the main reason I got those tickets is because Ginger was going to be there. I wanted to go see Ginger, which Ukraine band. And at that time, the war was going on in Ukraine. So they...
Have they gotten the band back together yet?
They went back for family issues and to check on their families and whatnot. So, but what I thought was crazy is that...
check the news.
What was crazy is that they replaced them with a band called Wage War.
Oh, yes, they did.
That's where I was like, oh, that's just fitting.
Oh my lord! So,
yeah,
that was really well put together.
Yeah,
I like that. Somebody had a sense of humor.
There was some thought behind that. What were there?
Talk about the Simpsons getting it right. Talk about this guy that books shows getting it right.
Shows, man.
Yeah,
he saw the future.
But yeah, I got a couple others in here that are kind of just like the printables and whatnot, and some other weird off the wall stuff.
Yeah, tickets are weird now.
Yeah, they're just. I got my toadies. I got to go see them on the.
Oh, cool.
The rubbernecking cool. tour that was kind of cool. Breaking Benjamin did an unplug in Tuscaloosa at that, so I thought that was kind of crazy.
What did that?
I just can't get down on Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah,
like
Breaking Benjamin. Yeah.
You're so cold.
It's good. A couple other Bill Street festivals and everything. I don't know. Deftones was at one of them, I'm sure.
Very cool. Yeah, but...
I saw Sevenfold at Bill Street. They had the big, huge, fucking skeleton guy in the background. You know?
Oh, yeah. That had to have been the Hell to the King tour then. That was, the same one. I saw them all. So.
And then I saw them before the Rev died, too, in Biloxi.
That's awesome.
At the, what was it? God, it was... What's the name of the tour? Chaos something?
Taste of Chaos?
Yeah.
You know, my Cobb went to one of those. I don't think Avenged was on it, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of bands. There was one band from, like, Japan that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. He was, like, trying to get the crowd to clap, and he was from Japan. So it was sounding like he was saying crap.
Crap!
Yep. Crap! 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 Everybody crap!
Crap your
pants
now!
This guy's a freak.
I'm gonna need everybody to crap.
Crap! Crap, everybody!
Yes! That was the way, and they were like this fucking heavy metal band. He's like, alright, everybody! Crap!
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 I'm not saying that loud enough.
Oh, don't you love it? That could be a, it could almost court like. Everybody, we have clean hands! Clean hands, everybody! Please crap!
On three now. On three.
Please do it at a time. Please crap!
Yeah, I think it was in like 2008 that show was. Wow. And then COVID. That COVID
sounds,
killed
sounds
shows.
Pretty crappy.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah, then, COVID really. I had like 5 tickets that got refunded in 2020. I was like, damn.
It was my year to go to the fucking hangout.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and after that, it's kind of like, can we go again? Can we go?
Will we ever be able to go see live music again?
Yeah, so, like, 2019 was like one of my favorites because I got to go to the Welcome to Rockville and then the Exit 111.
I wish I would have gone to that.
The Exit 111, that was the one and only. It never going to happen
never
again.
Never going to happen
the same
again.
Place where they have Bonnaroo. It was
I saw Manchester on the thing.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool to experience that. So, but it sucks that they're not having it again.
Incredible.
Yeah, it kind of went a little wild, I think.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't. I don't think it got the sales that it should have, to be honest with you. Well, there wasn't like, a lot of people there. It was cold.
Fucking headliner is goddamn Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Guns N' Roses and Def Leppard, yeah. But everything below it
is fucking rocking.
I mean, yeah, it went Deftones and Coheed and Cambria, Mice of Men.
Man, I love seeing that.
I
couldn't imagine.
Thrice. I mean, that was awesome.
And then Thrice, or like, let's say a Mice and Men opens for Skynyrd.
Oh, I think.
The transition, can you imagine?
Fucking Ministry was there.
Awful.
Yeah,
none of the headliners make sense with anybody else in that lineup.
I know it was just the old school. That was, I don't know.
It was because it was geared towards classic rock fans, and they had to put those guys in there.
Yeah, but I mean, how much classic rock is actually in the lineup?
Nothing.
That those guys. One
thing. Yeah, that's. And on top of that, like Lynyrd Skynyrd doesn't mesh well with
Def Leppard or Guns N' Roses
or anything else.
Oh, Ghost was there.
I love Ghost.
Yeah.
I've seen Ghost twice.
Ghost played right before Def Leppard.
That looks like a show there.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It was wild. Yeah.
What is his name? Lord Veritas or some shit?
He's on one.
He's cool. Yeah. And they're actually like, they do all that, you know, demonic face paint and shit. They're all nice as fuck.
Yeah. It's kind of like war.
Yeah. They're all like overly nice dudes.
I kind of find that true, man. Recently had Taylor on, and he brought it up too. Was the people who write or have, you know, their sense of art is incredibly dark or may seem edgy. Typically, the nicest people you'll ever meet.
The most intelligent. Yeah, it's like. It's like
and then the people who write happy stuff,
Are
dickheads.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's kind of like the
Jack Johnson dick.
The episode of Bubble Toes. The episode of Family Guy where they have Marilyn Manson on, where Chris has gotten that rock man. They have Marilyn Manson come. It's like, no, guys, this is good about your feelings. You got to be. It's like, wait, what? I'm like, okay. Anyway. Reference that one in there somewhere.
There you go.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Came out of
the. He's back out of the cancellations.
Me too, and making new music.
Yeah. Hasn't he survived that like 3 times now?
Three times.
Easy. Yeah. He'll always come back.
He's like the devil.
Yeah.
What a guy.
No, he's undefeated. The Antichrist. Man. The Antichrist superstar.
I think the craziest.
I really got away from that shit, really.
The craziest show my dad said he ever went to. He went and saw Ozzy Osbourne in Birmingham, and I think this is the show that it definitely got Ozzy banned from Birmingham. It may have got him banned from the entire state, but he had these goats on stage, and Dad said he got some on him, but he blew up a goat. And just excrements of goat went everywhere.
Yeah.
And he was like, wanted to kill him.
Yeah, that'll get you banned. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I saw a Marilyn Manson in Birmingham, but I saw him. It was like the first year he was allowed back.
Yeah.
It's my good buddy, he actually saw him in Birmingham the year he got.
I saw him at Slots Furnace.
He got banned.
It's like
he
two
was
live
there
crew.
One Halloween show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Can't remember the years.
Remember Two Live Crew?
Yeah.
They got banned from Florida. I was like, that's like their state. Yeah. That's where they should be. Couldn't ban them guys.
No.
Yeah, go back on that Two Live Crew catalog. It's like, degenerate.
That's like banning Red Hot Chili Peppers from California. What's going
on? Yeah.
Like, dream of Floridication. No, that don't work.
And you even have California Sober. I mean, you got everything's named California King. Come to your bed. Anything else to do?
I think I've gone through what I had left anyway. I've got plenty more that.
We got the greatest time of the year coming up.
Which is? What's going on?
Fucking Halloween, man.
Halloween. Yeah, spooky season's coming up soon. Yeah.
Coming in hot.
Did you feel it in the air last night? It's going to be.
This morning it was wonderful. Today has been.
Last night was so nice. It's been the best.
I sat outside till like 2 in the morning, dude.
I told my mom today, I'm like, man, it's been some nice days. Even though it gets kind of hot during the day.
It'd be cool and all.
Nighttime is nice. It's going to be nice when we go out there in a minute.
I'm going to enjoy it. My sinuses are already.
I'm already feeling it.
But, you know, hey, I don't care. Don't care. This is my time of year.
Yeah.
My 70 degree slut.
It's the most wonderful time. Yeah.
That's very, very minute here. We get like a 45 minutes of fall.
It's
you know?
Nice. It's nice for like 2 weeks, and then it just goes to shit.
Yeah.
Starts raining.
Yeah, raining, cold.
Cold. Yeah. All right. Man, if you are seeing this on the YouTube, go check out what we have on Spotify and all your other podcast apps. There's a ton more episodes you've probably never seen or heard there. If you're on the listeners, you can actually watch this on YouTube. Go do that.
I like watching it on YouTube.
Yeah. You get to see John wear his cowboy hat.
For real.
Bud Light tonight. All right, everybody. Thank y'all so much.
Peace.
All right, guys. Rock on. Rock on.
Potatoes, potatoes, I heard you call out as the lobster backs crested the hill. Potatoes were with us in the fires of Lamont and in the sandpaper grass of Castile. Potatoes were there when we took Santa Fe, when the Spaniards grabbed ankle and split. By the time we got to Idaho, as far as the eye would go, potatoes were anywhere you'd spit. Work is not a wolf. Work is not a wolf. It won't run off on you into the woods. I followed potatoes as far as they'd lead, and I arrived at your glorious door. I always did hate those content-looking lovers, but potatoes have led me to you, and that means that you're mine. And so is happiness. Work is not a wolf. Work is not a wolf. It won't take off on you and run into the woods.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.